With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain said Wednesday the union is still seeking significant pay hikes as talks continue with the Detroit Big Three automakers, this a day before four-year labor deals are set to expire. Correspondent Tom Krischer reports that the threatened auto worker strike could mean trouble for Detroit's three big companies.
It could cause a big market share shift where people just shift over to another company and start buying that company whenever they need to replace their vehicle. It could cost the Detroit 3 market share. In past strikes, they have lost market share and they haven't been able to recover it.
In an online address to members Wednesday, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. Also at SRNnews.com, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's time for a new generation to run Congress. He announced Wednesday he will not seek a second term next year, which would have taken him into his mid-80s. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy moving forward with his move to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. McCarthy says the impeachment inquiry will allow the House to gather more evidence in the investigation into the Biden's foreign business dealings.
You have all these questions, and to be able to get the answers to those questions, you're going to have to subpoena certain documents. All that impeachment inquiry does is provide Congress the opportunity.
Federal judge has blocked part of a public health order that suspended the right to carry guns in public across New Mexico's largest metro area of Albuquerque. The ruling Wednesday marks a setback for the Democratic New Mexico governor. She's accused of infringing upon the rights afforded by the U.S. Constitution. Top law enforcement officials in Albuquerque and the surrounding area had vowed not to enforce the order. The Democratic State Attorney General did the same. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups from around the globe are answering the call in Morocco.
The earthquake that shattered the North African nation has killed thousands and destroyed the homes of millions. Convoy of Hope is responding with food, water, hygiene supplies, shelter, blankets, and generators. The relief effort is being complicated by the damage done to Morocco's infrastructure. Many roads to small isolated communities have been all but wiped out. Recovery is expected to take months. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A township in southeastern Michigan is ordered to allow a Catholic group to post religious displays on a privately owned prayer trail. Officials in Genoa Township had ordered Catholic Healthcare International to obtain a special use permit because they deem the displays to be the equivalent of building a church. Catholic Healthcare is seeking to build a trail featuring the Stations of the Cross, 14 stops that commemorate the suffering and death of Jesus. This is SRN News. A Las Vegas school district takes the teachers' union to court.
School district officials in Las Vegas are asking a judge to put an end to what it claims is a coordinated union campaign of teachers calling in sick amid their bitter contract battle. A judge is expected to consider the motion this morning. The Clark County School District says unprecedented absences this month have led to 7 schools closing for the day and 2 others combining classes. The district says one of those schools had more than 87% of its teachers call out sick. The union denies any involvement in the recent wave of teacher absences. It's illegal for public employees in Nevada to strike. I'm Julie Walker.
Florida Surgeon General goes against federal recommendations advising Florida residents not to get COVID vaccines if they are under 65, saying it's not a good decision for young people and for people who are not at high risk. More details at SRNnews.com.